Wishing you a lovely Friday, and I hope you had a really happy St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you got to celebrate it if that's what you like to do. So today we are moving on with one of the most important parts of this month's topic, which is creating our blueprint for what we want in our life in terms of our career path, our career progression, our business path, our business progression, or our life's work and passion projects. So by now, you should definitely have your own journal or notebook for this month, as I suggested at the start, and hopefully it's got lots of things in there already. And we're literally going to get a whole page, even two pages across your notebook if you can, where we're going to create this blueprint. You're literally going to start drawing like in blue if you wanted to, because blueprints are generally done in this blue color, like architects setting foundations. You're going to draw like a wall, you know, around and the four sides of the page, and creating like a ground level, let's say, wall or foundation that's set into the earth. And within that, at this stage, you will know what it is that you want to focus on. So say, for example, you want to change career. Maybe you work in an office environment at the moment and you could see yourself doing something more out of an office. You might draw a picture of that in within this these four walls. Perhaps you want to start a healing business or develop a healing business more. So you might draw a plinth, for example, or a massage table, candles, things like that in the corner. So you're getting like a clear picture of what your goal is and what your vision is. Again, I'm going to refer you back to last Sunday's monthly gathering, because we covered a lot on in that will be very relevant to creating your blueprint. The next part then is what we covered the other day, which is the preparatory part. So what parts of your foundation need to be prepared? So we talk about the mental, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual energy, which I discussed in Tuesday's teaching. And if you haven't listened to that, you can go back and listen to that. So again, you're going to draw either images or words or even symbols of what your preparation is about. So if we're thinking about creating a blueprint and a foundation for our career progression, it's very important for us to put all of these factors into the foundations, because we build on these foundations over the next months ahead. And as you start to see your foundation more, you have a better structure to be able to build upon that. So within those four walls, then what you're going to be drawing is the type of people you'd like to work with. So perhaps it's going to be clients in a business, customers in a business, perhaps it's going to be a team you're going to work with within a company. Maybe you want particular people. I think it's really important to get very, very clear and concise around the type of people you want to work with and the type of people you want to have in your life. We spend a lot of time working, so it's really important that those people we bring in, whether they're customers, whether they're clients, whether they're colleagues, bosses, management, you know, lower staff, if you're in management, let's say, that all of these are have kind of the same goals and the same values of you. So you literally might want to draw a circle of people and have loads of smiling faces on it or lots of support around you. We then want to put a strong piece into our blueprint about our values. So in your foundations, you could have things like boundaries, structure for yourself, looking after yourself, and also valuing your worth and knowing what your worth is. So again, you could put in some nice symbols around this, some bright colours, some really light energy that reminds you of the value piece of this. And then in your foundation, it's good and important to set your financial goal for yourself. If you're in an employed capacity, it might be an increase that you want to get, that you want to put a figure in, or a salary you'd like to achieve. And if you're working for yourself or wanting to set up on your own, even part-time, it's also important to set some sort of a salary and be very clear with that. And again, make sure you're valuing yourself in that piece. So at this stage, we're having like what we want to do. We're having the types of people we want to work with or around. We're looking at our value piece in terms of our structure. We're also looking at our value piece in terms of our finances. And we're really starting to set the preparatory work in then of like what preparatory work we need to do. So by the end of this, within this, these four squares, this square of these four sides of your own foundation, you have a strong blueprint to now work from. And over the next 2 weeks, there are the steps we're going to be taking next. So whether it's the business plan you need to do, whether it's your CV you need to do, whether it's you kind of just getting a sense of some changes you want, I'm going to next, at the end of next week, I'm going to have different sheets available for each different sector. But it's really important that you spend this time getting this blueprint right. You might think, oh, I'm not going to be able to make changes in my work for about a year's time. That's fine, even if it's 2 years' time. Get your blueprint done now, because this stuff does take time. Change does not happen overnight. We also have to think of our longer term future and our longer term goals, particularly in our career, because our career spans over most of our lifetime. But to be able to achieve things in our career, if it's progressing up the ladder, if it's changing career altogether, there is a lot that goes into that. So having this blueprint, having this foundational frame set up now will make you look at exactly what you want. Within that frame as well, it's like what you want to do. So not just, I said, like the job you want to do, how do you want to feel within that? Do you want work-life balance? Do you want more income? Do you want more time with your family? Do you want to create something for the world? Do you want to serve people? Do you want to help people? What is that main mission piece? Again, we talked about this on Sunday night and on Tuesday. So get all of that in. Spend a good bit of time. This is not something you're going to do in 5 minutes. Spend the time over the weekend. Put the colors down on paper. Make this really, really, really creative and get focused on what it is. If you're, say, for example, you're working full time and you have like a business on the side, and both of those streams are things you want to look after, create two different foundations, to create two different blueprints, and then nearly merge them together if you can, or pick out the commonalities between them. So lots of work to be done, but it's exciting and it's fun. And what I find about these exercises is they're very motivating, because they get you to really connect in and remember what it is that you want for yourself and to know that it's possible. But as they say, like a dream is a dream until we actually do it. So this is a very tangible, practical exercise to get you moving and take your first action step. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.